Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Alcona-Iosco Conservation District is Andrew Beebe. How are you today, Andrew?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Now, hey, you know what? We're getting the warmer weather finally. We're getting into the spring and summer weather. Hey, things start getting a little busier for you now at this time of year. Are you pretty active all through the year?
Things get a little bit busier when it starts warming up, but I'm fairly active all through the year.
All right. I know that because we talked to you all through the year, and today we're going to talk about something people hear a lot about, but maybe don't know a lot about, and that is some programs you have to fight invasive species. Is that right?
Yep, that's right. There are multiple avenues to fight invasive species, but first I just really want to encourage people to go ahead and try and fight invasive species, to learn how to identify those invasive species, kind of just know what's out there, know what's good and what's bad, and really just not to accept that invasive species are here and that they're going to be here and there's nothing you can do about that, because I personally and professionally just don't believe that's true. And, you know, we have a lot of big issues. A lot of people are familiar with honeysuckle and autumn olive and garlic mustard. There are many, many more, but we have a lot of big issues out there, and I've encountered a number of people who just really don't think that there's anything they can really do. You know, they know that they can spray some herbicide and kill a plant here and kill a plant there, but they think that at a landscape level, we're never going to win this battle. And I'm here to say that I think it's a tough battle. I don't think that complete eradication is something that's all that possible, but I think that you can protect special areas. I think that you can start one property at a time, you know, your 40, your 80, your yard, whatever it is that you own. You can manage that, and you can at least keep it to a level that the invasive species aren't out-competing all the native species and that you don't just have a field of autumn olive. So I really want to encourage people to learn how to identify and how to kill. But there are a number of programs out there, both federal and kind of the more private conservancy-based funding out there to eradicate invasive species and to do control measures. So I really encourage people to give your local conservation district a call, talk to a conservation district forester, talk to somebody that's on staff there, and you know, if they have a forester, they'd be more than happy to come out and look at the property and help you find out what you have there. You know, you might not realize that you even have invasive species there, so it's a great way to get kind of a free inventory of invasive species and all kinds of other species too. But, yeah, I think just having a forester out, a conservation district forester, to look at the property and kind of just notify you of any issues you have going on there is a great way, totally free, and a great way to get that preliminary information. And, you know, if the shoe fits, we can help you get into some federal programs that can open up a lot of cost share dollars, maybe programs with organizations like Huron Pines might be a good fit. Mm. Occasionally there's some state funding for this kind of stuff. So really the first step is just to invite a conservation district forester out in the case of Alcona and Iosco counties, at least, and that would be myself. And we can get the ball rolling there and kind of just get some education going.
Now, you mentioned, you know, a lot of different invasive species. What's the, especially here in Alcona and Iosco counties, what's the one thing you see the most? What is the biggest invasive species problem in our neck of the woods here?
Well, if it's wet ground and coastal, it's definitely Phragmites, that big tall grass that I think a lot of people are pretty familiar with.
Yeah.
And if it's kind of abandoned pasture land, oftentimes underneath a forest canopy, there's a lot of autumn olive issues. And I think those two invasive species, a lot of people are familiar with,
right,
but all too often people know that they have autumn olive in their field and they just don't really know how to be effective about treating it. And then it grows up and gets bigger and it becomes, you know, an abandoned 40-acre pasture that is now just an autumn olive thicket. And
right,
that's when we start to have some serious issues.
So now, how do they go about contacting you guys then if they would like a forester to come on out and take a look at their property? And now we're talking about any size property, you know, from about an acre or so on up for what you'll come out and take a look at?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely anything. We're talking about an acre or less than an acre. You know, I've been out to a small lots. I've been on 1,000-acre properties, so absolutely anything. I'd be more than happy to at least talk to you about it, and if it seems like it would be advantageous to have me out, I'd be more than happy to come out. And you know, I've seen plenty of small properties, so there's really no minimum size.
Yeah.
But yeah, the way that you would go about doing that, I mean, if you're in Alcona or Iosco counties, give me a call. You can check out our website to get all my contact information. That's just elkonaconservation.org or ioscoconservation.org. Both of those are different websites, obviously, but they'll get you to my contact information. If you're outside of Elkona and Iosco counties, just usually you can just search for your county's conservation district. So, you know, if you're in Aranac, just search Aranac Conservation District, and it'll most conservation districts have a website out there, and it'll get you all the contact information and kind of get the ball rolling there.
Very good on this free service. And Andrew, always a pleasure to talk to you from the Elkona Iosco Conservation District. Andrew Beebe. And Andrew, I know we'll get an update from you again, hopefully in the month of June. And we'll keep going with you all year long as you give us some very vital information for especially homeowners and landowners here in Northeast Michigan.
I'm trying.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Have a good one.